This is All Things Considered. I'm Jeff Tabiri. About 12,000 attendees are in Charlotte for the annual Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention. It's a tradition in presidential campaign years that the candidates from the two major campaigns address the VFW. Presumptive Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton went first. Earlier today, she touted her experience and her commitment to standing by allies overseas, among other things. WUNC American Homefront reporter Jay Price was in the hall and joins us now. Welcome, Jay.
Thanks for having me.
Many veterans were keenly interested in what Clinton would say about VA health care. She spoke emphatically about not privatizing the VA. How did that play this morning?
That was one of the parts of her speech that played really, really well. I think at least some members of the VFW are suspicious that some members of Congress and others are interested in privatizing it entirely. She was pretty emphatic about that. And her platform, if you look at it, has been pretty clear that she thinks it should only be, the privatized care should only be available in some of the more extreme cases.
What else did she have to say that seemed to resonate with the crowd, if anything, today?
Well, some of it pretty predictable. I mean, she declared American exceptionalism. That's obviously going to play well with veterans who've served their country and are very, very patriotic. She also said, we've got the world's greatest military. That's not a line that's going to lose her too many friends here. And, you know, she said she herself would never just say she was listening to herself on national security, that she would consult with generals, she would consult with admirals, she would consult with experts. She was kind of getting a dig in about a line that her opponent, Donald Trump, gave when he was asked who he consults with on national security. And he basically said, well, himself.
Veterans, Jay, tend to vote Republican. You've been there the past few days talking with VFW members. What is the level of support for Clinton among the people that you've spoken with?
Not great. As you might imagine, she's not probably the candidate of choice for the majority of people here. That said, there are people here who support her. When she was finished speaking, she came to the front of the stage, walked across the front of the stage and down, and was pretty much mobbed. I mean, there were a couple of hundred folks, 5-6 deep, wanting selfies, wanting to talk with her. That was pretty enthusiastic. She got a standing ovation. Not everyone stood, and some of them seemed pretty emphatic, and they had that look on their face, like, no, I'm not getting up for her. But, you know, she got a very strong and polite reception. That said, the VFW is kind of known for being polite and listening carefully, and it wasn't going to be a raucous crowd with people throwing things, people who didn't like her.
Tomorrow, Donald Trump will speak to many of the same folks at this VFW convention in Charlotte. Jay, how would you characterize his level of support, and what are you expecting from his speech tomorrow?
His level of support here is stronger, but they are cautious. I mean, he did have this gaffe. He probably wouldn't call it a gaffe, but they feel like it was here, many of them, where he said Senator John McCain was not a war hero. That remark, when Trump made it, didn't play well at all. And a couple of the current commander of the VFW chewed him up a bit for that, and the past one did too. And it takes a lot to get those guys to come out and say something like that. This is a fiercely nonpartisan organization. So that's one of the things that he's got to overcome here. I've talked to a couple of people who said, you know, it would go a long way if he would offer an apology. I've talked to others who said, well, they're past it now. They weren't happy with it, but they're past it now, and they back him.
Jay Price has been speaking with us from Charlotte, where the annual Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention is taking place. Jay, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Jay Price is WUNC's American Homefront reporter.